October 30th. Our reading in the Old Testament today will be from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 1 through 66. And this central chapter marks the turning point in Jeremiah's experience of grief and prayer. As he looked at himself, he saw an aged man on a winding path in the dark, being pursued by lions. The more he considered his feelings, the more hopeless he felt. Then he looked away from himself and by faith looked to the Lord. Now he can say, I have hope. Why? Because of God's mercies, compassions, and faithfulness. For he does not afflict willingly, he says in his word, and he will not cast off forever. God does not enjoy having to chasten his people, but as a loving father, he must do it. Finally, Jeremiah looked to the people and called for a time of prayer and confession of sin. The weeping prophet, Jeremiah, pleaded with the people to lift their hearts and hands to the Lord and ask him for forgiveness and mercy. What did God do for his suffering servant? You drew near on the day I called on you and said, do not fear. So wait before the Lord, and he will speak to you from his word. And with that, let's begin our reading today in the Old Testament. October 30th, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 66. I am the one who has seen the afflictions that come from the rod of the Lord's anger. He has brought me into deep darkness, shutting out all light. He has turned against me. Day and night, his hand is heavy upon me. He has made my skin and flesh grow old. He has broken my bones. He has attacked me and surrounded me with anguish and distress. He has buried me in a dark place, like a person long dead. He has walled me in, and I cannot escape. He has bound me in heavy chains, and though I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayers. He has blocked my path with a high stone wall. He has twisted the road before me with many detours. He hid like a bear or a lion, waiting to attack me. He dragged me off the path and tore me with his claws, leaving me helpless and desolate. He bent his bow and aimed it squarely at me. He shot his arrows deep into my heart. My own people laugh at me. All day long they sing their mocking songs. He has filled me with bitterness. He has given me a cup of deep sorrow to drink. He has made me grind my teeth on gravel. He has rolled me in the dust. Peace has been stripped away, and I have forgotten what prosperity is. I cry out, my splendor is gone. Everything I had hoped for from the Lord is lost. The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By his mercies, we've been kept from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each day. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him and seek him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord, and it is good for the young to submit to the yoke of his discipline. Let them turn the other cheek to those who strike them. Let them accept the insults of their enemies. For the Lord does not abandon anyone forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion according to the greatness of his unfailing love. For he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow. But the leaders of his people trample prisoners underfoot. They deprived people of their God-given rights in defiance of the Most High. They perverted justice in the courts. Do they think the Lord didn't see it? Can anything happen without the Lord's permission? Is it not the Most High who helps one and harms another? Then why should we, mere humans, complain when we are punished for our sins? Instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn again in repentance to the Lord. let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, We have sinned and rebelled, and you have not forgiven us. You have engulfed us with your anger, chased us down, and slaughtered us without mercy. You have hidden yourself in a cloud, so our prayers cannot reach you. You have discarded us as refuse and garbage among the nations. All our enemies have spoken out against us. We are filled with fear, for we're trapped, desolate, and ruined. Streams of tears flow from my eyes because of the destruction of my people. My tears flow down endlessly. They will not stop until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees. My heart is breaking over the fate of all the women of Jerusalem. My enemies, whom I have never harmed, chased me like a bird. They threw me into a pit and dropped stones on me. The water flowed above my head, and I cried out, This is the end. But I called on your name, Lord, from deep within the well, and you heard me. You listened to my pleading. You heard my weeping. Yes, you came at my despairing cry and told me, Do not fear. Lord, you are my lawyer. Plead my case, for you have redeemed my life. You have seen the wrong they have done to me, Lord. Be my judge and prove me right. You have seen the plots my enemies have laid against me. Lord, you have heard of the vile names they call me. You know all about the plans they have made, the plots my enemies whisper and mutter against me all day long. Look at them. In all their activities, they constantly mock me with their songs. Pay them back, Lord, for all the evil they have done. Give them hard and stubborn hearts, and then let your curse fall upon them. Chase them down in your anger, destroying them from beneath the Lord's heavens. October 30th. And now, as we turn our attention to the New Testament, our reading today will be from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. God has spoken to us. What a tremendous statement. And what a great responsibility it brings to you if you have heard His voice through His Word. See that you do not refuse Him who speaks, it says. What you do with the Word of God determines what you will enjoy of God's will and claim of your inheritance. Jesus Christ is the Father's last word. In Him, divine revelation is seen and heard in its fullness, and in Him, God's revelation is complete. When we see Him, we see the Father. Through Christ, we understand where everything came from, where it's going, and what keeps it going, and why it's here. We also understand what He has done for us. He died for us. Today, He is enthroned in glory, ministering to us and for us. He wants to mature us and teach us how to walk by faith and empower us by His grace to do just that. One day, He will defeat all His enemies and bring in His righteous kingdom. What a Savior! What a Savior like that! Why look for a substitute? It was Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who wrote, Other men had the threads of truth, but Christ took the threads and wove them into a glorious robe, put it on, and came forth clothed with every truth of God. And with that, let's begin today's reading in the New Testament. October 30th, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. But now, in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, He made the universe and everything in it. The Son reflects God's own glory, and everything about Him represents God exactly. He sustains the universe by the mighty power of His command. After He died to cleanse us from the stain of sin, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God of heaven. This shows that God's Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave Him is far greater than their names. For God never said to any angel what He said to Jesus, You are my Son, today I have become your Father. And again God said, I will be his father, and he will be my son. And then, when he presented his honored son to the world, God said, Let all the angels of God worship him. God calls his angels messengers swift as the wind, and servants made of flaming fire. But to his son, he says, Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal power is expressed in righteousness. You love what is right and hate what is wrong. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. And, Lord, in the beginning you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Even they will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will roll them up like an old coat. They will fade away like old clothing. But you are always the same. You will never grow old. And God never said to an angel, as he did to his son, Sit in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. But angels are only servants. They are spirits sent from God to care for those who will receive salvation. Psalm 102, verses 1 through 28. God enjoys endless years, but we endure shortened days, troubled days, days that disappear like smoke, grass, and a shadow. We sit alone like birds in a desert, and dying patients in a hospital. How depressing! Do you ever have days like that? Well, if you do, beware. Looking at yourself and your feelings will only make things worse. Do what the writer of this penitential psalm did. Look by faith to the Lord. Things will be different when you look from yourself to God and say, But you shall endure. See, if you know Jesus Christ by faith, you possess eternal life. So, living in a world of death and decay need not be a threat to you because you will live forever with the Lord. But you are the same. You see, as you grow older, you may find yourself resisting change. Loved ones move away or die. Your body weakens. The world changes. And it's easy to become bitter and afraid. But God does not change. And he is your friend and guide to the very end. You can trust him. He will not let you down. The temporary things will change, but the things eternal will last. Psalm 102, verses 1 through 28. A prayer of one overwhelmed with trouble, pouring out problems before the Lord. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down your ear and answer me quickly when I call to you. For my days disappear like smoke, and my bones burn like red-hot coals. My heart is sick, withered like grass, and I have lost my appetite. Because of my groaning, I am reduced to skin and bones. I am like an owl in the desert, like a lonely owl in a far-off wilderness. I lie awake, lonely as a solitary bird on the roof. My enemies taunt me day after day. They mock and curse me. I eat ashes instead of my food. My tears run down into my drink because of your anger and wrath. For you have picked me up and thrown me out. My life passes as swiftly as the evening shadows. I am withering like grass. But you, O Lord, will rule forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem. And now is the time to pity her. Now is the time you promised to help. For your people love every stone in her walls and show favor even to the dust in her streets. And the nations will tremble before the Lord. The kings of the earth will tremble before his glory. For the Lord will rebuild Jerusalem. He will appear in his glory. He will listen to the prayers of the destitute. He will not reject their pleas. Let this be recorded for future generations, so that a nation yet to be created will praise the Lord. Tell them the Lord looked down from his heavenly sanctuary. He looked to the earth from heaven to hear the groans of the prisoners, to release those condemned to die. And so the Lord's fame will be celebrated in Zion, his praises in Jerusalem, when multitudes gather together and kingdoms come to worship the Lord. He has cut me down in midlife, shortening my days. But I cry to him, my God, who lives forever, don't take my life while I'm still so young. In ages past, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Even they will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will change them like a garment, and they will fade away. But you are always the same. Your years never end. The children of your people will live in security. Their children's children will thrive in your presence. Proverbs 26, verses 21 and 22. A quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. What dainty morsels rumors are, but they sink deep into one's heart.